In today's culture, girls are encountering challenges for which they are totally unprepared.
There are enormous pressures on girls now that their mothers and their grandmothers never experienced.
Daughters are being enticed to grow up too fast.
Little girls are expected to just burn through childhood, and then they experience things they're not prepared to handle.
Far too many girls are in trouble.
I've said in the book that I am as concerned about girls as I was 8 years ago about boys.
So what can be done? How can moms and dads train their daughters to navigate the cultural minefields that lie in their paths?
Both moms and dad need to decide where the priorities are and then do what's necessary to meet the needs of kids.
How can parents teach their daughters about eternal values, truthfulness, self-discipline, self-control, generosity, and sweetness of spirit?
No other priority comes close to this responsibility to raise our children, as Solomon said, in the way they should go.
Coming up, Dr. James Dobson shares his new book, Bringing Up Girls. Welcome to the Bringing Up Girls radio special, featuring the world's most trusted parenting authority, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. Bringing Up Girls is the highly anticipated companion book to the bestseller Bringing Up Boys, which has sold over 2 million copies worldwide. Dr. Dobson is joined in the studio by our co-host for today's program, Penna Dexter, a wife and a mother of 3 children, a graduate of the University of Southern California, and a nationally recognized radio co-host. We invite you to join us now for Bringing Up Girls, a special one-hour presentation with Dr. James Dobson, as he discusses practical advice and encouragement for those shaping the next generation of women.
Dr. Dobson, this is such an important conversation that we're having today, because really Bringing Up Girls is the product of the wisdom that you've gleaned over the years in working with parents, your long career of advising families on radio and through your ministry. And I know that you dedicated your professional life to the study of children. Of course, you earned your PhD at University of Southern California, which is also my alma mater.
Bella Trojan.
That's right. That's right. But then you went on to be a professor of pediatrics at a USC School of Medicine. So really, this new book out, Bringing Up Girls, is the product of a lifelong career of dedication to the subject, isn't it?
It really is, Penn. And what a pleasure to talk to you and to have a chance to talk about Bringing Up Girls. You have a tremendous investment in that subject, because I like kids. I always have. I liked everything about them. I taught school when I was 24 years old in public schools, and I went from there to be a school psychologist, and from there to academia in the USC School of Medicine, and was a professor of pediatrics there. So I've spent my whole life, or a good part of it, devoted to children. I like the way they think. I like the way they act most of the time. I like their sense of humor. I like everything about kids. So this was a labor of love in writing Bringing Up Girls. I have both a son and a daughter. They're both grown. But that was the highlight of my life, having the chance to raise those 2 children.
Well, Dr. Dobson, you have not only raised your own daughter, but you've helped a generation raise their children. And now some of those children are actually beginning to raise their own and looking to you for wisdom and advice. You've written the book Bringing Up Boys. People have been waiting. And now Bringing Up Girls is coming out. And it's your 32nd book. How long has it taken you?
Oh, my. 3 years to write this book, Penna. And my wife, during that whole 3-year period, was saying, get it done. You know, every vacation, it seemed, was tainted with that responsibility. But I really enjoyed it. And I've learned a lot. You know, child development is my field. And so this forced me to catch up with it. I've been doing a lot of things that focus on the family, and now at Family Talk, and a lot of administration, a lot of political things, all kinds of activities. But this took me back into my first love, and I had 3,500 pages of research and reference material for this book. So there's a lot going on, a lot that has been learned about the female brain, about hormones, about the rest of the body. And I have thoroughly benefited from this process, but it did take me a long time.
Well, I think readers will benefit also from this because it's chock full of not only, as you said, the conventional wisdom, but the latest research and also the science, which if you understand the science of why behavior is happening, I think it helps you to deal with it, and parents could really use that. Mm. But Dr. Dobson, you dedicated the book to your daughter, Danae, and you wrote something in the first chapter about Danae. And I think it would be great if you would just go ahead and read that.
Well, I did dedicate this book to Danae, and she appears in a number of places in the book because she is the inspiration for the writing of this book. But what you're referring to is something that I wrote in the first chapter, and I will read it. I said, "The passion I feel for the subject at hand is related to the daughter who still calls me Dad. She's grown now, but I love her like I did when we were first introduced in the delivery room. Something electric occurred between us on that mystical night, and it endures today. When Danae was 3 years old, I was a professor of pediatrics at a medical school and a researcher at a large children's hospital. 5 days a week, as I prepared for my long commute through Los Angeles traffic, Danae would cry. She didn't want me to go. I always gave her a big hug, and I promised to hurry home that afternoon, but she was heartbroken. I can still see this precious kid standing in the doorway crying. Danae was particularly upset one morning as I explained why Daddy had to go to work. Her beautiful blue eyes welled up with tears, and she said sorrowfully, 'It's all right, Daddy. I forgive you.' I asked my daughter a few weeks ago if she remembered those days. She has a remarkably vivid memory of her childhood, which is almost scary at times. She not only remembered her tears on the morning I was describing, but she recalled something that I had forgotten. One day when she was three, she and her mother came to the front yard to wave at me as I drove away. It was a daily ritual. I had already backed out of the driveway, however, and didn't see them standing there. Danae recalls that she sobbed in disappointment. But when I was a long block away, I happened to catch a glimpse of my little family in my rearview mirror. They were still frantically waving goodbye. As I was going around the corner, I put my arm out the window and I waved in return. Even after all these years, Danae remembers the excitement that she felt at that moment when her daddy saw her and returned her wave." One more paragraph. "How could I, and indeed how could we, allow ourselves to get so busy with the cares of life that we would neglect the vulnerable little boys and girls and leave them unprotected from evil influences? And they are out there. How could we fail to give them the love and attention they crave? And how could we send them into a dangerous world without laying a secure foundation to hold them steady? No other priority comes close to this responsibility to raise our children, as Solomon said, in the way they should go. This is where we will head in the pages that follow."
And you're listening to Dr. James Dobson talking about his new book, Bringing Up Girls. Coming up:
in the kind of toxic world that we're living in, you dare not get so distracted and running so fast that you don't meet the needs of the kids, because some pimply-faced kid out there is going to meet your daughter's needs if you, father, are not there to care for them.
We'll be right back with more from Dr. James Dobson and Penna Dexter. This is the Bringing Up Girls radio special.
from the world's most trusted parenting authority, Dr. James Dobson, comes his long-awaited follow-up book to Bringing Up Boys. Tyndale House Publishers presents Bringing Up Girls, practical advice and encouragement for those shaping the next generation of women.
We'll deal with girls of all ages, from babyhood to adulthood, and we'll consider the landmines that surely lie ahead. We'll talk about teaching girls to be ladies. We'll discuss the search for self-worth, sexual awakening, single parenting, emotional development, and the how-tos of raising girls. And of course, we'll deal with puberty, adolescence, and the obsession with beauty.
Help your daughters meet the challenges that come their way and guide them to become healthy, happy, and successful women. Bringing Up Girls, the highly anticipated new book by Dr. James Dobson, available from Tyndale, everywhere books are sold.